Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea.
Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's health blog Common Health, is here with me in the studio. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, Meghna.
So can I ask you a question? Would you be frank with me?
I promise.
Okay, because sometimes people tell me that I look a little tired and run down. Do I look like that today?
You've got a slight exhaustion pall over you. Yeah, I guess if you want me to be honest.
Okay. Well, I would only ever ask you to be honest. And I guess it's because I'm not getting all that much sleep at night because we have a 7.5 month old little girl at home. And sometimes I trade my moments with her for sleep.
Right. Yep. You're in the throes of it.
Huh? Of parenthood. Yeah. But I read on Common Health the other day that there's a new study from the Journal of Pediatrics that that looked into why moms like me and you can sometimes look a little run down. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Right. So this study followed about 1,500 high school students into their mid-20s and compared those who became parents and those who didn't. And surprise, the parents, particularly the mothers, got far less exercise than their childless peers. And they were eating more bad food. Their BMI was higher, their body mass index, and overall took worse care of themselves than their counterparts who had no kids.
Okay, so newsflash, when women become mothers, they put their health second to that of looking after
right.
their
I
kids.
Right, I mean, this is the kind of study where it's like, why did we need a study?
Exactly.
But I mean, I think the point is important. And this study in particular, it was most of these women's first children, and the children are, for the most part, under one. So like your daughter, you know, you're still in the throes of no sleep, getting used to being a new mom, just juggling hell, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not that surprising that you're sleep deprived, you'll reach for a sugary drink, you'll reach for a high fat snack just simply for energy.
Just to keep going.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Because the idea of, like, you know, taking the time to make a healthy salad with homemade dressing, which I love to do, but sometimes it's just like I roll my eyes and think, no, the candy bar is right there.
Right. But they did say that the average mother ate about 400 more calories per day.
But, you know, I have to say sometimes I feel like I need the 400 extra calories just
well,
to
yeah,
keep
I
up.
Mean, the specific caloric intake, I think it was less important than they were gaining weight and the type of foods they were eating. I mean, first of all, it's not modeling good behavior. And second of all, here's
modeling good behavior to your kids.
To your kids, exactly. And here's my analogy. When a plane is losing pressure and the oxygen masks come down, they tell you to put yours on before you put your kids on. And it's like that in families. I mean, let's face it, the mom is pretty often the foundation of the family. And if mom's health goes down, then the whole family starts to unravel. So I think the message is really that you cannot lose sight of your own health just because you're taking care of a kid, and that is so consuming and stressful, particularly in the first year.
Yeah. Well, you've written about this. You have a book about, remind me, about doulas?
I co-wrote a book with a doula about birth, and we deal a lot with postpartum issues. And in fact, the most incredible gift I was given after my second child was born was a postpartum doula who actually came over for 2 hours, 3 mornings a week, and let me go do exercise after my second daughter was born. I didn't have this. My first kid, I had to do everything myself. I had to be supermom. But the second one, it was the best present anyone could ever give me. And it made a huge difference. And I think the message here is, you know, you don't have to pay someone. You can... All those friends who say, what can I do for you when you have a little baby? And
right.
You say, oh, nothing, I'm fine. Don't ever say that. Say you can come over or you can cook me a lovely, healthy seitan stir fry or, you know, come just watch my kid for hours so I can take a walk. And I think the message is that moms really have to advocate for themselves because, frankly, no one else is going to.
So you have two kids, you said.
I do.
Right?
They're 5 and 8.
I have to say you look great.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do a lot of yoga, and I have to say it does get better.
It does get better.
It does.
Well, Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's health blog, Common Health, thank you so much for walking us through the science of the obvious, but an important thing to remind all moms out there.
Thank you for having me, Meghna. Get some rest.
I'll do my best. Thank you. And moms and dads out there, in the vast amounts of spare time that I know you have, you can read all about this study in the Journal of Pediatrics, or you can go to commonhealth.wbur.org because the two ladies there, Rachel and Carrie, did a wonderful job of summarizing it for you. That's commonhealth.wbur.org.
And we have to take one more break. When we come back, one of the most vivid stories you'll ever hear about Fallujah was written by someone who's never been there. A BU student's Iraq war drama gets big honors from the Kennedy Center in Washington. That's next. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.